This is the first day of the March 2014 7-day retreat at the Springwater. As I look over the window earlier, feeling the sun in the face, and looking at the bare trees, patches of snow, big lungs. With footstep over it, at the same time, the dry grass, brown, brown, gray, all the shades. Looking at the sky, a lot of cloud hanging there, forming different shapes, and sun moving east, south, very perceptible. And then two crows flying, crossing the leech field, listening at the same time the footstep of people walking in this wood floor. There was like no time, no rush to stop looking or walking. Coco, the beauty of all, the quietness. What can I say? No mind bugging, making problem, conflict. There is peace and calm and well-being and a feeling of what? Being. No push to do anything. The mind was quiet, was not projecting a future talk, what Sandra would do or not do. was quiet. So no pressure. In okayness with whatever comes or not come. This is not usual in my life, if I bring memory way back. A mind so habituated, how ingrained and habituated in thinking about anything and worrying about Sandra, what will Sandra will do or not do, what will say, is she going to come up intelligent, clear, what I call it, self-concern, self-preoccupation, that made this life not an easy one. Every situation or that came involves some hesitation, thinking about, apprehension about whatever was projected in the mind that could happen or not happen. So never really enjoying the moment as it comes. I say never, may not be completely true, but that's how it feels right now. And I am not saying either that those state of mind doesn't come. They do. But amazingly, they don't stick for too long. They are more in the open. So they can be seen for what they are, not mistaken, but for the truth of the situation or all the fantasy that undergo creating some state of fear about the future, near future, long future. So the feeling is right now, and it's very vivid and alive, that this body was almost constantly bombarded by all this, you know, back and forth in the mind, which generates some kind of chemical, I will call it. Some tensing here, there. Sometimes feeling fine, things kind of dissolving for a second. I am not also describing like something negative, you know. I don't want to put value on that or some negative value. I'm just describing as objectively as I can. Coming from memory, obviously, and not only. Not a way back, because this keeps coming up, even if they don't last long, but they are the same. They carry the same condition, the same invitation to go with them, to buy what the mind is saying and taking for the truth of the situation about me, the other, the world. I am describing right now an old way of living a life that I didn't know any better. That at those times I took it to be the only thing there was, the only possibility. But at the same time, always was this kind of wandering, not settling with that, with this life that was generating a lot of suffering at many levels. And that was the starting point, if I can say, very early. In this life, finding out, discovering in the way that there is another way of living, 180 degree different. If I can say that. And what I see here now is, instead of repeating and taking everything what this mind tells me is the truth, that is the result of my whole background and more than that, cultures. And who knows what comes already in the DNA. And the shift that I see, which is 180 degree complete, just question that. Stopping. And wonder. Is that really necessary? To continue in this way of living, or question like, is it possible to live in a different way? Questioning. You know, more intelligently. In touch with what is going on right here. And learning as I go. Because it's not like, oh, now I'm going to, oh yes, let's do that. Let's turn my life 100 degrees completely and I will be okay. Like as if I could choose. Like if there is a chooser that can decide. thinking that there is a chooser is part of the old way. Because I remember my entire life thinking that I choose a different life by getting married and telling myself I will never do to my children what in some area that my mother used to do it with me. I was certain that I was heading into, I will call it a better life, a better marriage. But to my surprise, and this is life work, I see it, that what life mirrored back was that no, you know, here I am with a guy that is pretty much like my father, with a lot of authority. And here I am treated similarly, because nothing is exactly. But then invite and trigger all feelings of not being loved or recognized or take care, really. The same way with my children. With some difference, my son tell me that he appreciates some different things and interests that I put in them to listen more to them, you know, to let them more free to choose what they needed to do. But at the same time, there was this, you know, they have to be raised this and this way. So I was repeating. And it's not a matter of blaming anybody. But this happens automatically. No credit and no blame. But just watching and discovering how we live in this repetition, in this compulsiveness. And the only thing, the antidote, and I will say it for each one to investigate, is awareness. To see all that, not with the eyes, which involve the eyes, but with your whole being. To see it, to listen, to hear, to sense. With your whole being, and more than that, involve this awareness, this light that reveal, seeing for what they are, not distorted, not painted or tinted with interpretation and analysis and explanations. Like a friend of mine wrote a book that says, bare bone. So this is with this new way of living life comes a new way of listening and being with everything. A listening that embraces everything, not grab it or push it back, but just neutrally, without doing anything, beholds everything. So things can really shine by themselves and reveal the essence of each one. Not as something better than the other, but nakedly, with no adornment. So I feel that when that shift happened, instead of living from conditioning and imagery, thinking that that's me, then the instant that there is watching all that, we are just being ourselves. That light that has no name, no ownership, and is the same light that beholds and facilitate the life of everybody, everything. And bring life to trees, grasses, earth, I mean, birds. Kind of taking different forms, beautiful. Whatever. So I see this work of this moment, as Tony used to call it, moment to moment, an experiment, a complete experiment. Everything is everything can be questioned. We don't need to take anything as the truth or the false or any kind of label. Just discover by yourself, you know, in this beautiful way of directly, not depending on anybody or anything. At the same time, here is where connection happens. Within all of us. And caring energy is possible. And this way, when we join together This is the best help that we can give to each other, to invite in our conversation, call a group meeting, private meeting, you know, to kind of invite this pausing and stopping while we are talking, looking, or before asking a question, watching, where, what is behind that I want to ask this question. And maybe if we invite more silence into the silence already, can reveal even deeper motivation or not. And it's okay also to say anything just from the top of the head. And then we are together, we can ask questions and help each other to kind of turn the energy right here. When the tendency takes us, which is very strong, and it's okay to go into a story, or and then we lose touch or not listen anymore what the other is saying or sharing because we want to get my story, my explanation. Whatever I'm saying here is that what I have watched here. So this is the beauty that I feel in a retreat such like this, that we can begin to play with this kind of new way of being together in the many, many forms that the retreat is taking. You know, private meeting, just being together. Anything can be brought. And we can look together, we can ask questions. But what really is binding us is this interest. And in this presence, we are all equal. Everything matters. Whatever one brings or not brings. Everything is food, if I can say, for the listening. Which the listening has some discernment, meaning that it's not confused and, you know, without putting label. It's not the same as this tapping. We don't need to think about it. We just hear the thinking, emoting, sounds of the wind, breathing. And it's not directing the attention to this and that. But when the body quiets down, you can see that that there is this big ground of, I don't even know what name to put it, but in which everything happens. Even I would say simultaneously. You don't have the sense that one happened first or second or this is the whole, you know, come and go, come and go. Or not. There is no search light, just the light. Not picking and choosing this or that. I will end the words here.